Hello. I'm a grateful believer in recovery for struggles with alcohol, gambling, and a sexual addiction and life in general. When I was 3 months... Thanks, Brian. When I was 3 months old, my mother left me in a park with total strangers to get a fix. I was turned over to DHS and entered the foster care. When I was in foster care, my mom and dad continued to have issues with alcohol, drugs. My dad eventually divorced my mom and attended a dad's program to get clean and sober. He regained custody of me. Unfortunately, his sobriety did not last long. He continued to have issues with alcohol and women. During this time, was often abusive, and I was about bounced around and in foster homes. This cycle went on until I was 6 years old. To make things worse, of the foster homes I was in was not safe or caring. All this made me an extremely hurt and angry young boy. The last family in foster care tried to help me. I lived with them for 5 months before I was adopted. I knew this family from church, but by this time, I was extremely angry and hostile. I took my anger out on the family. I constantly having conflicts with the father who did not want me there. When I was adopted at the age of 9, things got better for a while, but as I became a teenager, I started to have conflicts with other students at school. I often was called names and bullies because of my learning disability that was caused by mom's drinking. My anger over these situations resulted in many arguments. There has been other events added to my anger. When I was walking to school in eighth grade, one boy told another to tackle me and he would give him a dollar. My left knee was severely dislocated, and this would be the many of dislocations after any. Over the years, I have dislocated both knees multiple times. This has left me very frustrated since I like to be active in playing sports. Lack of constant daily activities causes me to be angry and depressed. Other life events has left me angry was the loss of a close friend in 10th grade. My friend helped me many times after my knees were dislocated. He would carry my breakfast and do other things for me when I was on crutches. He was like a brother. He often shared his stuff with me. His sudden death was difficult for me to understand at this time. It was a huge spiritual growth for me. I had recently accepted Christ watching the Left Behind, the movie with my brother. My brother helped me to understand what it meant to accept Christ. I had a sense God had him, and it was time for him to go. Also in high school, I started to have difficult with my adopted father. He rarely attended my sports or supported me in other things. All this added to my anger and resentment of others. While working Celebrate Recovery program, I have quickly learned that anger was my root of my addictions. I needed to deal with my anger issues if I was going to remain sober. I had my first drink when I was 19, and I started drinking heavily when I was 21. I could drink a 12-pack every night of the work week, more on my days off. I would often come home late, so my mother would not know how drunk I was. Most of my drinking happened at the local bar. At this time that I started to gamble, and I discovered video poker and was hooked. In the beginning, I would spend 20 at a time. By the end of the night, I was drinking heavily. I was gambling up to $100 at a time. I had a couple big wins that would feed my addiction. I liked the rush I would feel when I win big. I often spent my money on alcohol and unimportant things while I was drinking and gambling. At this time, I discovered older women like me and pay attention to me. And this was the beginning of my sexual addiction. I had many short-term relationships from this point on. Although I accepted Christ when I was baptized in middle school, I have walked away from him and started drinking. During this time, I was going to church just to say I was going, and sitting in the back of the church with a hangover. I was just there for a show, and my relationship with God was not spiritual. My prayer life was reduced for praying for a win in material things. For the most part, I was a loner during this time. I was not very friendly towards others. My relationship with my brother and friends started to fall apart. My mother would often be very frustrated with me. This pattern of behavior, drinking, gambling, and having short-term sexual relationship lasted 1 month, 1 year and 5 months. On September 27th, 2014, I went to the bar like any other night. I started to drink my usual pints while gambling. I was winning at poker, so I continued to drink and not pay attention of how much I was drinking. By the end of the night, I went home very wasted and broke. The next morning, I got up, go to work, and I really had no idea how much I drank from the night before, but I had uncontrollable shakes. I was very angry, and I felt I had no control over my life, and I did not like the way the things were going. This was my low point. I realized I needed help, so I texted a friend to get my old youth pastor's number. I called my youth pastor, and I told him, and he told me a place to call about Celebrate Recovery. Friday, September 27, 2014, was my first sobriety date and my first meeting, recovery meeting. I took the steps seriously and got right with God that night. I began to work the 12 steps and the principles right away. My relationship with Christ has approved since the first night in recovery. The first step was realizing that I am not God. This is step one. Realize I am not God, and I admit that I am powerless to control my tendencies to do the wrong things, and my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew 5:3. Drawing closer to God has helped me to have a better relationship with my family and my four-legged friends and others. It has helped me to be calmer in difficult situations and to stay sober. Therefore, if anybody in Christ, the new creation has come and the old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God has helped me to develop positive relationships with a whole new group of friends that I get together mostly daily. I attend meetings with them, socialize with them, and meet with them one another, and hold them to be accountability. I am able to be honest with them and work my recovery at my own pace. They accept me where I'm at, and they support me. God has helped me to learn to be calm in difficult situations. When I'm upset, frustrated, I walk away without blowing up, throwing things, or hitting things. God has started to heal me from the events that has created my anger and resentment. The more God works in me, the more I'm able to speak out to get the help I need. There are many areas of my life I have changed. I no longer spent every night at the local bar. I have not had a drink in about 4.5 years. Amen. I'm still working on my gambling and my sexual addiction, but I am making progress. I'm learning how to live independently and manage my life. I am easier to get along with. My relationships with God has grown closer. I am more open to God working in me. I pray more often and read my Bible more frequently. I feel God's presence in my life daily. I try to do what I think God wants me to do. God's word says in Romans 13:12-14, the night is almost nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual morality and debauchery, not in conflict or jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about the gratifying the desire of the flesh. I'm trying to grow in Scripture daily, and that God is restoring my life. I'm more caring, and considerate person. In 2017, I reached another low point in my life. I attempted suicide. My life was spinning out of control, and I was losing my apartment. I was losing my significant other, and my debt was increasing. After placing a Dibblock buck shell in the chamber, I put the gun to my head and pulled the trigger. The gun misfired. So I took the bullet out and rechambered it, and it misfired again. I prayed to God and asked Him, "What is the reason that I'm here?" My four-legged friend came up and smacked me on the back. I put the gun away and I decided there's a reason God wanted me here. God does not make junk. He makes masterpieces. And that you matter to Him. My most challenge has been recently. My mother's had battled cancer. The night she told me she had cancer, I wanted to go and drink and smoke. Unfortunately, my pockets were empty. I told my mom this story. She said, "If I die, I'm going to come back and haunt you." This has helped me now since she's passed. To the newcomer, I have this, the words of wisdom for you. This program works, but you have to be willing to work it each and every day. You need to work it as hard on the first day as the last. If you work these steps faithfully and daily in your life, it will change. God works in you as He gives you control. If you let Him. Before sober recovery, I was suffering in my addiction, brought on my anger and resentment. The famous words of Master Yoda says, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger, and anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering." So, if you turn your life and addictions over to God, your suffering will become less. You will find and you will discover a closeness with God. I'm Andrew. Thank you for letting me share.